This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pope Francis Saturday said that we do what the Nazis did, only with white gloves, when society eliminates disabilities by abortion. Richard Dawkins stepped into the fray, saying that such practice is not eugenics, but avoidance of suffering. But that itself was something else that was said in the 1930s and 40s. In the wake of Ireland's loss of its Eighth Amendment last month, a Catholic bishop is lauding the lay witness that developed in the campaign, not created by bishops or priests. On a pilgrimage to the Marian Shrine of Knock, Bishop Leo O'Reilly says this quiet revolution, if continued, could renew the mission of evangelization in the Church. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, a state appeals court is allowing early death-assisted suicides to resume in California. Pro-life attorneys say a bill to allow some people to kill others was passed in Sacramento unconstitutionally. Pro-life advocates examining how Planned Parenthood is blasting President Trump's immigration enforcement are questioning how abortions at Planned Parenthood separate parents and children permanently, nearly 1,000 times a day. And the practice of removing medical care and harvesting organs when doctors declare brain death is facing intense criticism. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.